This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You want to meet a girl? The only way to do it is with a funny t-shirt. So you're going to want these. And that's their pitch. And I can stand
behind that. Would
them.
That be part of your swag if you were going on a date at a dive bar? You'd have to have like a funny shirt on to feel like you were going to nail it?
If I was single at this point in my life, I would want to look nice.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would. I don't do stand-up and funny t-shirts. I'm not like
you got to look nice.
I think it's too much sometimes. But I think it's fun. That's a personal choice. I really like funny t-shirts, but I don't like to wear them.
Yeah, but you got to look nice.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are going to do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good.
Never heard the song during the show before.
Yeah, well, we're giving it a shot because we got this stream deck that wonderful man, I forgot his fucking name.
You could have programmed that into the soundboard.
What his name is?
Us reading his name.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah. Let's start over.
Too bad we can't do that right now. Guys, welcome to the show, to Dynamic Banter. We got this new little thing called a stream deck sent to us from Elgato.
Show them what it does. Go ahead and hit that intro music.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen to the... Never mind, I don't want to listen again. Well, maybe I do.
And those are the two things that you can do with the soundboard button maker.
That's it. But I'll show you what else you can do with it. Are you ready? This is really fun. This was made for me. Mike, would you like to hear the Dynamic Banter theme again?
I told Ryan specifically not to sneak up on me ever again.
Mike, would you like to hear the Dynamic Banter theme again?
Yeah.
Here we go. Dynamic All right, that's banter. Enough. Uh-oh, what's going on? So you can do that.
There's a button that makes all those happen.
No, it's just this wonderful...
And you can press the fuck out of that button.
It's a wonderful button called... it's a setting where you can... Whenever you press the button on the stream deck, it plays it again.
Yeah.
And it'll just play it in perpetuity as much as you're going to press it.
Yeah.
Also, guess who's back? Our good friend E.T. E.T., what have you been... What did you just do into your hand over there? Number 8.
Mrs. Baba Liam.
We can also do this. Watch this. That took me too long to set up.
And these, that's all the things that we could do right now.
Look what we also have right at a hand's touch. Just in case.
Yeah, good.
We also have our pad of paper and pencils here to take down notes.
And I'll go ahead and make a note of that.
And we have an audience, finally. What? I didn't say any bad. What?
Dude, if those people saw what we just saw at the 7-Eleven floating around in the floaty board, they would have made that noise.
Yeah, you got to look at my Instagram story. I don't know if it'll be up by this point. I'll put it in one of those little moments. Yeah, I'll put it in one of those. And we'll have a great time. Yeah.
Welcome to season 2 of Dynamic Banter.
Officially season 2. Anyway, what's up, Mike?
Holy shit, man.
Dude, we were just on TV. The Valley Folk was just on TV.
How was it, man? How'd it feel?
What a weirdness to see it, is what I'm going to say.
Was it, did you come off like yourself?
I mean, yeah, I was playing a weird, wacky boy.
Yeah, but in the, did they do confessional?
No, they did shoot quite a bit of things with us, other than what was seen on the telly. But
it's always better to have more, I suppose.
It is, yeah. More is less. And you know, maybe they'll save it for another episode. Who knows? Maybe we won't see it.
Okay.
I said maybe we won't see it, Mike.
Maybe it's bonus internet footage. For their internet presence. Where is E.T. physically right now?
The baby?
Yeah.
I don't know. The last I saw
Hard
him.
Thing to lose.
The last I saw him was in the costume closet.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Kate, I think, put him in the clothes, so his head's peeking out through the clothes.
Interesting. Somebody get a picture of that. What's going on with your mouth right now?
There's a found item in there, and I had to get it out. Anyway, yeah, man, it was fun. We had some kids over at the Valley Folk office, and it was, we watched a terrible quality version of the episode that was airing on some kind of live thing that we had access to.
You bootlegged your own television?
No, I don't think so, but possibly.
Huh.
Someone sent us a link, and it was like live television in a little link.
It said, type these characters into MS-DOS prompt.
Yeah.
And you'll enter Secret Garden.
And then
Garden.
This little window popped up and this MIDI music started playing. And on that little window, it said like unpack or cancel.
And or enter SS number sign.
Yeah. And then whenever we did that and then ran the executable, we ended up watching the episode of the show we were on.
So much trust has been lost in the executable file.
I'll tell you.
I like Apple because everything happened behind the scene.
So how you doing, buddy? What's new?
You know, nothing.
Talk to me, Mike.
I'm hanging out. What do you want to talk about? Yeah, me too, dude.
Dude, I went to the Getty for the first time.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's the one on the hill there.
That's the one on the hill there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. And you could just go there and, like, just do work.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful place to just get the fuck out of the immediate oxygen level of Los Angeles.
Mm.
And then go to, like, a beautiful vista.
Yeah. Also, if there's been a long time in between you having ridden a tram, it's a good place to get your tram fixed.
You can get your tram legs. It's been a while. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's just this beautiful place. I've lived in L.A. almost my entire life.
There is a skill to standing on a tram. I'll
there
say
is.
That.
Absolutely.
Just so we don't brush over that.
Oh, no. We certainly shouldn't, and
there's
I'm glad
balance.
You didn't.
I like that. I'm glad that the volumes are drastically different.
Would you expect it any other way?
No.
Seriously.
No, no, no. I was talking about on our way found out. Back from the store that we went to, how I was missing the our original setup where we were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it was all yellow all the time.
Yeah.
Like a Coldplay song.
Yeah, that was a good time, man. That was the birthplace of Dynamic Banter.
Yeah.
Let's cut to a clip.
Looks like we don't.
Getty was gorgeous, man.
Make your
it was
own
gorgeous.
Sodas?
Gorgeous.
What did you do there?
This is one of those make your own sodas. At the Getty Museum. Boys, this is one of those make your own sodas. Mike, yes, it is. It's a soda stream.
So is this like a flavored soda?
No, this is just a sparkling water.
You made sparkling water?
I make my own sparkling water using a soda stream, yes.
So you're either... Let me work this out. A goddamn circus clown... Well, I didn't mean to, you know, I was just saying, because they have the water in the spray bottle. Or, you get it. Or the most LA person I've ever come across. And I think you'll agree.
Thank you, buddy. That's very nice.
Have you fucked with the flavors?
Yes.
Is it good or is it too much?
Well, when I had a soda stream when I was a younger lad.
Oh, this has been around for a while.
And, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I was like in my early 20s, maybe 23, 22.
Just coming into your own.
And I had one, and I tried all the soda flavors because it's supposed to be like, you can make your own fucking Coca-Cola at home, Billy.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. What are you, out of your goddamn mind? What are you, fucking nuts? Of course I want to make Coca-Cola in my home.
Dude, how funny would it be like seeing your commercial that said that and then going to Ralph's and to the first cashier you see and be like, are you out of your goddamn mind?
Are you guys here out of your goddamn mind?
Hey, welcome to Whole Foods. Can I help you find anything?
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Sorry? Welcome to Whole Foods?
Someone got nervous when someone said that to them.
Was there a really good, did the cola taste like
cola? It was garbage, but...
not a sponsor?
All of it's garbage. All of it is garbage, except it makes sparkling water. And then later on, they started to release...
dude, you know how you have a water cooler? And it's real nice.
Yeah.
It's great to have a water cooler, especially here in California. Got to stay drated, right? But what if you had one right next to it that was just soda water
and it fired out? Like a high-powered seltzer blast?
Like it looked just like the regular water cooler where it trickles out all nice. It's kind of zen-like.
Yeah.
And then you go over to the soda water one, it's like...
Just like in the cartoons when you would get the soda water thing and spray it in someone's face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it, Michael. I think that'd be great and hilarious. But later on, as I was saying, the SodaStream peoples came out with these little like natural, just kind of like spritz of natural flavor, kind of like essences that you could add to the water to make essentially a LaCroix.
Yeah, nice.
So I got some of those, and I made myself like a little raspberry water at home. Come on, dude. It's the summer. Get your head out of your ass.
Stop being a fucking idiot.
Don't be a fucking idiot. It's the summer. If I can make a raspberry sparkling water in my home, in my bathing suit.
Dude, you know what we should do? Be on your couch. In your bathing suit, pick a day, take shirt off.
Yeah, shirts off.
Put sunglasses over your regular glasses.
Yeah.
And then make yourself a glass of ice. Just a full, biggest cup you have of ice, dude. Listen to this on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
And you'll love it nice.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sit on your couch, giant cup of ice, and then get your raspberry sparkle out.
That's right. It's in the fridge.
Pour it over the ice. Right?
You'll hear that sizzle.
But earlier in the day, you've already gone to the dollar store and you've gotten 700 Lee umbrellas.
Yeah.
And some fruit, because the fruit in the dollar store is fine. You got limes.
It's fine. You got to just check them.
You got lemons.
Just check them.
And you've checked them for browns. And you got limes.
You got to check them for browns and you got to check them for stiffs.
And you've done that. You've done the work.
You've done your browns and stiffs. You check your lemons for B's and S's.
You cross your T's and you dot your limes. And you take them home and you wash them up nice. Yeah. And then as soon as you get home, before you even get in your bathing suit, you're dicing them.
Dice those lemons, baby. Get a nice... Hey, why don't you get a nice slice down those lemons? Let's hear it.
You're going to put some of that fruit in that giant cup with that giant ice filled to the brim with your favorite berry sparkle water boys.
And you're going to put that Lee umbrella in there and you're gonna sit on your couch.
Oh, yeah, dude. What are you, nuts?
And then, because you've already gotten crazy straws, I don't need to tell you, you're going to take a sip out of that.
And it goes in one of the crazy straws with the loopers.
Changes colors in the cold. Like a
Twix goes around
spoon.
The eyes on the glasses.
Yeah. You're sitting, your cup is here.
Just put on some Google like glasses.
Google yourself a beach and enjoy your day.
Yeah, dude. That's what I love about it. I can make my own LaCroix, essentially. Mm. And if I want just a sparkling water, which this one is, I can drink me a spicy water, and it tastes good, it's refreshing, and it's fun.
You know what you might like? Are you doing alcoholic beverages every once in a while?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Have you ever had a spicy margarita?
No, sir. Is that the one that has, like, jalapeno in it? Because yeah. I don't want that
but
ever.
I also thought that, and excuse me, I also thought that, and it was... I've tried it, and it's nice. And I'm not a big drinkier anymore. Don't remember the last time I was drunk. But once in a while, on a hot day, if I want to.
You know, Mr. Brett Register has been obsessed with this kombucha that has, like, jalapeno in it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, go fuck yourself with that.
I feel like you're being too close-minded. I understand where it's coming from, and you're through...
No.
A part of your
I'll
life
you
where you're
here,
saying
Mike.
I'm this and go fuck yourself, and I respect that. And I don't mean to alienate the audience here, but I am saying that just you don't have to outwardly even entertain the idea. Just don't poo-poo on it completely with a go fuck.
Well,
yourself.
I'll tell you why I'm poo-pooing on it, my friend. I'm a goddamn consumer. You understand?
Steve
and
voted for Trump.
I am a consumer. I consume, and I vote for the things that I like with my hard-earned dollars and coins.
You gotta warn me.
And I'm telling you what, I'm not spending any of it, God bless us, on any goddamn jalapeno kombucha, jalapeno drink, because I, sir, do not like jalapenos. Yes, I know.
Worst Mexican.
Yeah, I know. I don't like jalapenos. Yeah. I don't. And by the way, Worst Mexican is my favorite Mexican hot dog fusion place.
Ooh, I would go there for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I put some pangos on a
You could probably put mango salsa on a hot dog.
Mango salsa changed my whole shit.
Yeah, mango salsa is a real nice one.
I always think I want a spice.
And then
but,
you get the swish. What? Have you ever had a pineapple salsa? I'd like that.
I would like that as well.
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Ryan.
Ryan, fetch us. Go invent us pineapple salsa.
Ryan, make us pineapple salsa at once. Use the company card.
That $25 gift card we got that one time.
From Chili's. Assemble it at Chili's. I know they have that Hawaiian burger.
Do your best to make a fuss and cash it in for real cash.
Just put some motherfucking pineapple slices in salsa, you idiot, and bring it with some chips.
I want Ryan to go get it and then come back and throw it in your face like that.
And don't sit in the breakaway chair.
Why is that here without a warning?
Because it's funny.
Somebody's going to get concussed on that thing.
It's going to be funny, though.
It's going to be me.
It might be me.
I think it's made mostly of toilet paper tubes.
All right, here's what we're going to do on this episode of Dynamic Banter, Mike. Let's
Welcome
get
to
these...
Dynamic Banter, by the way.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get these... I'm making a decree. Let's get these ads out of the way, and then we'll open up these new packages we just got, and then we'll do the rest of the show as History Roads.
Okay. How's I like that. That's real rewarding.
Great.
I would like to... I'm just going to say it one time.
Let's hear it, baby. Soy.
And this is my input. I think we should make a phone call.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's all
you're
I'm
right.
going to say.
You're right. We should make a fucking phone call. But here's the deal, dude. I don't remember where that number is.
Uh-huh.
I don't
and
have
I
it
have
anymore.
No access to it.
You don't have access to it? Well, what the fuck?
You're the
Are we
you're the guy with the laptop.
We threw away all the trash. We just trashed everything.
Was it a physical thing? I thought
it was,
trash.
You know, it was one of those Amazon.
Well,
you
it was
wrote
jalapeno numbers.
It was like the Amazon thing had the note in it, and it had his phone number in there. That's certainly in the garbage.
That's 100% in the garbage.
Yeah, that has been cleaned out with the trash.
Look in your
Oh, my phone when I called?
Yeah.
It might still be in there, yeah.
Just call every number that isn't saved until we get to him. What do you think about that? Call Ryan, see if he knows. Ryan, do you have his number? Look through your phone at least. Make
it oh, here we go. Yeah, yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, should we call it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's pretend we're from the electric company or something like that.
Hello?
Now, is this one of those situations where you just answer now from now on whenever your phone rings?
Oh my gosh, this is you guys. Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
I was just talking about you. I'm in New York right now.
Whoa, New York! He's walking here!
Yeah, boy!
What are you doing in New York? Get personal.
Okay, so I am going for my brother's wedding.
Too personal. Okay. Dude, welcome. You know, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
I made it after 4 years. It's a long story. I made it.
That's a long engagement.
That is a very long engagement. On Blu-ray and DVD now.
Well, I want to say congrats, Steve, on being on NBC.
Oh, a sweet boy.
Well, somebody's your friend now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I was watching the Muppet movie last time you called.
Whoa.
And, so they have a 40th anniversary thing where they were like, oh, we're going to put it in theaters again. And I was like, I'm going to go see that. And so I missed your call. And I was so sad about it for like a week. But
you missed it because you were watching the Muppets. That seems like an acceptable reason to miss a call from the two born boys.
The boys?
Yeah, you don't want to miss a call from the boys.
So I take it you got my history road there.
We did get your history road. So wait a minute. Did you sent because you got what we got from you was something in the mail.
Yeah.
And then that's where your phone number initially was. But did you also send a history road? Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You did. Because that's where
I crashed my car while listening to your show. Well, did you read that one yet?
Which one is it?
No spoilers.
So the subject line is like something like, I missed your call and I crashed my car while listening to Dynamic Banter again. Because the first time I crashed my car, I was also listening to your podcast.
What was it? What was your name again? Let me search for your name here.
Ian Gregory.
Ian Gregory, Gregory.
Oh, here we go. I crashed my car while listening to Dynamic Banter again.
Albeit it was before you put out that disclaimer that said don't listen while you drive.
Oh. There you go. Well, I guess we're does that mean we're not protected by the law, Michael? Is that what that means?
I don't know nothing about no law.
Well, so it wasn't your fault, so you know. I'm not blaming you guys.
Obviously. But,
what had happened was that there was just a bunch of traffic and it got piled up and I rear-ended somebody and whoops. So,
yeah,
one of those unavoidable situations, it seems.
No, that sounds like an avoidable situation.
If you were listening to something like Last Podcast on the Left or the Valley Cast.
Sure. all good podcasts. So.
Great podcasts. Yeah, indeed.
Yes, big fan.
Well, we'll read your history road after we talk to you when we get to our history roads. I'll read it. It's from the 25th, right? It has like photos of your car.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll read that one. Mike, is there anything you want to say to our pal Ian? Oh, he's got cookies in his mouth. So anyway, that's that, buddy. We'll great talking.
What type of cookies?
They are the it's a Quest cookie.
Wow. Okay, before I go, I wanted to say that thank you guys very much. I decided to do this little thing where I was like, oh, I'm going to get on the show, right? And that was like 3-4 years ago, and now I know that, you know, anything's possible. I'm going to move to LA. I'm going to do it.
You should absolutely
follow my dreams.
You should sell everything you have.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And say goodbye to everyone you love and everyone you've ever been close to, and come to LA where everything works out.
Okay, I'll take the reins.
No matter what, it works out when you come to LA.
Yeah. Well, I am after Ryan's job. So.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Ryan, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah.
Oh, he says you have to go through him physically, and
Ryan
then you can get the job.
Very strong.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
What if we did a boxing match?
Dude, Ryan's built like like the Fox version of the cartoon Batman.
I'll get my boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan would be some kind of rock character in a cartoon. Like, he'd be a rock,
okay.
Like a big rock guy.
And he summons the spirit of all the rocks.
Okay. Could I please do Wrestling Fred then? I mean, in that case...
What do you mean, do Wrestling Fred?
He wants to fight Wrestling Fred. You would fight Wrestling Fred?
I do want to fight Wrestling Fred.
Oh, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. That man is is made of rage.
Yeah, he's a maniac.
Okay.
He broke every door in the Valley Folk office.
What makes you think Wrestling Fred would be easier to defeat than Ryan? It's not even Wrestling Ryan. It's just Ryan.
We could call him Wrestling Ryan.
I don't want to call him that.
Let's do that.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, Ian, we're glad we got a hold of you finally, and we're glad you're safe.
Great.
And good luck to you in your future endeavors, sir. And, you know,
okay.
Let your conscience be your guide.
I will. Can you do me a favor? Can you tell my brother to suck a big one?
Yeah, brother. Hey, Ian's brother, suck a giant big boy.
Yeah, his name is Hunter. Tell him specifically.
Hunter, your name is cooler than Ian's, but you can go eat a butt, buddy.
It's Huntered, actually.
Huntered?
Humper?
Yes. There we go.
Humpered. Okay. All right, Ian. Well, great talking to you, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care,
fun.
My friend. All right, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Goodbye. Nope. I hang up. No, I hang up.
That was nice.
All right, Michael.
No bull.
Let's do some let's do some sponsors. Let's see if this music is good.
Which one do you want to do first?
We're going to do No Bio.
Can I say how excited I am about this?
Of course.
Yeah. So check this out. I've been working out and trying to lose some LBs, hence the terrible cookie I just forced into my mouth.
Yeah, it's not. Right? That's not a real cookie.
It doesn't taste like one.
It certainly is not a real
so
cookie.
So it's not fooling me because it doesn't taste like one. Anyway, I've been working out, and No Bull sent us some cool sneakers that I wear in the gym, and they also sent me a t-shirt that is too tight and it makes me feel bad about myself. So I wear it to the gym until it looks like a regular t-shirt.
Throw goblin
there. And that's my motivation.
Is the t-shirt they sent you?
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
everyone's got something.
It's a gym workout tee, and I look terrible in it.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Michael, and I'm proud of you, and I really want you to meet your goals, and I want you to enjoy every day of your life and take every day one day at a time.
My goal's Kidmint.
Who are you, Kidmint?
Are you Kidmint me? You gotta be Kidmint me.
Let's do some goddamn. Let's do some good ones here, guys. All right, so we were just talking about No Bull. That's what we were talking about. All right, that's not the one I wanted. Oh, this one's weird. Here we go. Let's do this one. Guys, as Mike said, No Bull is the sponsor, the first sponsor today. We want to thank No Bull, and Michael had a great personal story there about No Bull, and Basically, what No Bull is a footwear, apparel, accessory brand for people who train hard and don't believe in excuses. No Bull's on a mission to create products built for people who train hard every day after day. No Bull doesn't believe in excuses or BS, and that's why you won't find any in their footwear, apparel, or accessories. Wear and tear is welcome. No Bull has you covered.
I've checked it out. There are absolutely no excuses in those shoes.
Dude, I got a pair of those shoes also, Michael, that I absolutely love. They're very comfortable.
Right?
Yeah. I want to work out. I want to get working out.
Do it.
Those are the kind of shoes you put on. You're like, oh, man, now I got to go hike.
Yeah. I put them out to hang out once, and I felt guilty about it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Because you look down and they say No Bull on them, and then you're like, ah, I'm on a couch.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to look at those shoes that say No Bull, and you're like, no more excuses, buddy.
Yeah. You should look down at your feet, and they should be on a bike. Going
that's
like
right. And listen, don't let the simple design fool you. No Bull's gear is built to perform. Launched in 2015, No Bull's become a key distributor disruptor in the fitness industry. That's right. Product philosophy. Don't put anything on that doesn't do anything. Take everything off that you don't need. Be honest about what the product does. And the only thing that will make you fitter is you. Working hard day after day, No Bull's training gear is designed for just that. Products that perform with you and when and where you need them. That's it. So guys, if you're ready to challenge your gear and the way you challenge yourself, go to NoBullProject.com/banter today. And for people who put in the work day after day, visit NoBullProject.com/banter. That's an even better one. Check out their training gear, guys. That's NoBull, NoBullProject.com/banter.
Great job, Steve. Let's go back one more time from the beginning, and 2, 1, go.
My name's Victor. I'm making shirts now. Buy the shirt. Actually, they're the best shirts you'll ever wear.
My name's Victor. I'm making shirts now.
Come on over to Victor's house. I'll show you my shirts. Everyone gets to try on whatever shirt they want. Please don't leave with my shirts. What? Mom, stop it. I'm doing my commercial. Anyway, come wear my shirts. Don't leave with my shirts. Mom! Don't leave with my shirts. You come to Victor's. Don't leave with my shirts.
You'll leave with my shirts.
You'll want to leave with my shirts. But don't, please don't leave with my shirts.
What is he selling?
He's just selling it. You can come wear his shirts inside. Take Instagram pictures with my shirts.
You'll want to leave with my shirts.
But please don't leave with my shirts. All right, here we go. Guys, Audible. Audible is our next sponsor.
Tell people you read books without reading books with Audible.
Absolutely, guys. And here's the thing. Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders, and there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open up listeners to new experiences and ways of thinking. And Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. And members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. That's good stuff, actually. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime at the gym, while commuting, on the go, and on any device. It'll always pick up right where you and they left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, información, and inspiración. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. You just visit audible.com/banter or text banter to 500-500 from your cellular device. So start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. You visit audible.com/banter or text banter to 500-500. What's the last audiobook you listened to? I need to listen to more audiobooks.
Download The Creative Curve and Start With Why.
There it is. Oh, Start With Why, I have the physical version of.
Yeah, you're going to want to throw that away and get
the audiobook. I'll throw it in the trash. I'll shred it.
Yeah.
I'll destroy it.
Yeah.
You can't hand a book you read or have not read yet to someone else. You're going to get a book curse.
Once you read a book, it's broken.
Anyway, thank you, Audible.
Holy shit.
Thank you so much, Audible.
Having a good time.
Mike, let's open up some gifts. We got some new gifts here.
And thank you so much for sending us things. It's always fun when you do. I'd like to take this moment to say if you're around the LA area on August 5th, please come to the world-famous Laugh Factory, where I'm having my Friends and Friends crowd work show. Me, Ian Edwards, who just has a special on Comedy Central, Andrew Santino, my favorite comedian of all time, Renee Vodka, Rachel Scanlon, and your boy. Come hang out. How fun are those buttons to press?
They're so fun.
They're really fun, yeah, nice, yeah, buttons.
They have a nice push and give.
Which is all you could really ask for out of a button. Yeah, that's the other thing.
He loves cum. You guys remember that scene when E.T. loves cum? Elliot, what is this? Well, E.T., it's called gum! Yeah! I don't want that.
Director's cut.
We got more of these things.
Is this from the same person?
Jesus Christ!
Watch the video. I knew that was going to happen.
These are dangerous. Stop sending these.
Send them back. These are weapons.
Yeah, dude. I don't think any of these even work.
Yeah, I don't like them. Dude, if you ever get something and there's 75 of them, that's not worth it. Unless you're getting Tic Tacs.
Honey, why don't you have fun with that toy your dad brought home for you?
Okay, I guess.
No, go ahead. Give it up. Actually, bring it over. The neighbors want to see. Show the neighbors what the thing your dad bought you does. Come on, show them.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, guys, listen, this is great. All right, yay. Honey. Wow, honey. Wow, honey. Wow, honey.
Now go back downstairs and sit in front of the goddamn television.
There's one out of 75 of these that work.
Let's test them all to make sure.
Trash.
Hospital fan. Broken radiator.
We got a good. We got a good.
Two working ones.
We got two workers.
Old IBM computer. Broken printer.
This is Dr. Robot.
Hello.
I'm gonna pass out. This is not fun or safe.
Thank you for sending these, but these are trash.
Thank you for sending whatever this is, but it's not fun or safe.
And we had several in our mouth to figure that out.
There is a note here.
It says these are trash.
Sorry about the trash. Sorry about the destroying, helping you to contribute to destroy the planet with all this fucking plastic.
You're going to find a lot of these in fish.
The band.
Trey Anastasio's got several of these in him right now.
A gift for you, it says. Hey, BB boys, it's your longtime Two Horn Boy fan, Stevie Malia. I may have mailed this already to the wrong address, so congrats to that guy.
No, no.
Oh, no, that was us.
Yeah, yeah, not congrats to that guy.
Anyway, I hope you... I fucking love this show so much. I hope you enjoy these way too many gifts.
No way. You think so?
What?
Oh, Ryan surmised something just
oh,
now.
Oh, that these are also more?
We could
of
probably...
the fucking things?
We could probably skip.
Oh, no.
Who can
oh,
we
so this is
who
more?
Donate these to? Who doesn't have any joy?
Let's find out. Ryan, you're pretty sure? It's a guess. If you're wrong, you're fired.
And if you're right,
you're fired.
Bye-bye. Dude, every time we do the Ryan's fired bit, Ian is like, yes.
This might be something different.
That's a
oh,
rain
it's
stick.
Another rain stick. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ryan. This is all the same shit.
Also, this rain stick, too short.
Yeah, you can't rain with that stick. So this is going to be the wow, guys.
Now, man.
Hang on, let's find out. I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
How do they harmonize like that? What a bummer choir that is.
Wait, I can translate this, Mike. They're saying, help, we can't breathe.
Our spirit is trapped in this tree.
All right, well, that person can go fuck themselves and never do that again.
I like
please.
This Ultimate Warrior-themed tiny drizzle stick.
I got a tiny drizzle stick when I went to Guy Fieri's restaurant. It's an appetizer. We also have a piece of mail here, which is a good old-fashioned postcard, which is wonderful, from Mount Washington here. From someone named Joan, I believe. But I love getting physical mail. That's always fun, especially like a postcard. I like that. Postcards are such a forgotten and gone thing. Do you remember getting postcards and being pretty excited about it?
Yes.
Yeah, I miss it. Postcards are great. I'm glad people still do it. There's still postcards. And the proof is in this pudding. It says, "Hi, Mike and Steve." Well, first of all, the card says, "Mount Washington State Park, highest peak in the Northeast. Elevation, elevation 6,288. So this is apparently the highest peak in the Northeast.
That's the one you get a sticker at the top when your car climbs it. And then your car brags about how it climbs the mountains. This car's climbed Mount Washington. Do you guys know
if that's true at all? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's 100% true. Thank you, E.T.
Hi, Mike and Steve, or should I say Mr. Guardian Angels? It's your two-horn-born girl, Joan, from New Jersey. I'm currently at the summit of Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
And I'm running out of air, and I need your help.
With my dad, or as many know him by his gamer tag, IEMan54.
Is there a Mrs. IE Man 54?
You two born boys helped me complete the 4-hour hike up the second highest mountain on the East Coast.
Oh, hell yeah. Good for you.
After 40 minutes
you're like, of... You're like a car.
After 40 minutes of pain hiking, I popped on the PCast. Your horn honks, loud laughs, and funny bits distracted me from any tiredness to get me up the mount with ease. After 26 years, I finally made the hike with my dad, and I'm finally not a disappointment to him anymore. LOL JK. Thank you for all the great laughs and encouragement through what would otherwise be hell. I had great time with my dad, and we enjoyed listening to you while we confuse passing hikers. Shout out to Log Railroad Brake Man Kyle for the 50 cents.
Worst rap name.
Oh, ever. For the 50 cents to buy the stamp for this postcard.
Oh, shit. Nice.
That's adorable.
Thank
Love
you,
your
Log Man Jake.
Hadn't been for long, man, Jake. Haven't been getting 50 cents. Wouldn't have sent a postcard to the boys. Wouldn't have got those postcards to the boys. Love your born boy and girl, Joan and IE Man 54.
That's great, man.
This is wonderful.
Thank you both.
Into the trash. It
goes. Send that to Ian Gregory Blaine.
There you go, Ian. You can figure out something to do with this trash. No, thank you so much. That was really sweet. I love that.
Dude, I don't like TV Steve. TV Steve is different.
I've been on NBC, bitch. I said, all right, let's listen. Should we read Ian's fucking History Road really quick? Should we do History
Did we
Roads?
Not?
No, I said I would, though, so let's just do that.
Okay.
Let's go. Here we go. Let's go.
Come back from break. We're very upset about I'm gonna do this bullshit.
Ian Gregory Blaine says, hi, Mike and Steve.
Wait, who's this?
This is now the second time I've crashed my car while listening to your podcast. In fact, since I am a relatively young driver.
He's 12 years old.
He crashed my car while Dynamic Banter was on. I think you need to go learn driving things.
Yeah, just drive better. We have nothing to do with how shitty
a
driver
buddy,
you are.
We got nothing to do with this, pal.
Here are three constants in your life. The gas pedal's always going to be on the left. The brake pedal's always going to be on the right. And there's always going to be a new episode of Dynamic Banter. And those three things are always going to happen. One doesn't impede the existence of the other. Hit the brake.
He said the first time it was not my fault, but this time I rear-ended someone. It was my fault for not stepping fast enough and totally not your fault for keeping me occupied on my commute.
You see how there's a tinge of like, right? There's a backhanded
like it could have been your fault. Like,
it's not your fault for keeping me occupied and my ears off the road.
In both cases, before I stepped out of the vehicle or even called someone, I had to find my phone and stop you two from talking. Honestly, it made the whole experience pretty funny because the police officer was trying to get my details, and I couldn't stop thinking about having to explain to her if my email was butterflywhisperer at AOL.com. For the record, this was before the part of the episode where you made the disclaimer not to operate heavy machinery while listening to the podcast, and that's kind of on you for not putting it at the beginning. Oh, P.S. I sent you the new Mortimer and was curious if you got it. Yeah, we got it. That's
I like
right.
it a lot.
I have no idea where it is, but we got it.
It's gone now.
P.S.S. I'm still trying to make Ian for DB 2019 a thing. That's it for now, Ian Gregory Blaine.
Ryan hates Ian. I want to make that a thing. I want Ryan and Ian to fight, and then I want to fire both of them.
At the same time.
This is for making a mess. Bye-bye. And then Autumn comes back. Autumn comes back and cuts a promo with the WWE money.
We could get Autumn back, Mike. We could get her back.
Did you just put everything in your mouth?
We could get her back, dude. I know she's working with her boyfriend and she has a great job.
Cushy job.
We could get her back.
Are you prepared to take a 90% pay cut, Autumn? Are you prepared for that kind of transition?
Michael Busey, or Busey, sends a History Road saying, Vuvuzelas are the ultimate ooh.
Ooh-ooh-zelas.
Says, hey there, BB Billy BB Bibs.
We broke people, I think.
Greetings from Toronto, Ontario. Here's a short Femstory Road. Them Story Road? I was driving with my wife the other day. Hamburg Brig. Yeah, we did break people. We're breaking people.
Somebody was like, and then backspace.
Yeah, and then, yeah, even with the red line under it. The fucking big red line.
Yeah, no, iPhone, I did not mean hemp-filled bag.
Cracking up, thinking about you and Mike on the baby microphones in Dynamic Banter 163, How to Make Moon Water.
Not a sponsor.
She, in her infinite wisdom, brought up the fact that those sounds sounded like a vuvuzela. Now, I can't get the smash cut of 5,000 people going ooh into their baby mics in a stadium watching the World Cup out of my head. Can't wait to see Mike again later this year. We were at the last performance near the guy who sent some roller coaster video thing to Mike. I can't remember what it was, and I didn't know what it was at the time, but everybody seemed to know, and they thought it was hilarious. Put them tickets on your Squarespace already. Peace, Michael.
Oh, just go to the Corner Comedy Club, like / Foul Zone or something like that. It's in Toronto. I'll be there the first weekend of, I think it's the 4th and the 5th. And it's going to be awesome. And tickets are flying off the shelves faster than hotcakes. Where do you keep hotcakes on the shelves?
You shouldn't keep them on shelves.
No, no one's saying people you should. Are gonna be,
if people are meant to be eating those hotcakes,
yeah,
you got to keep those things clean and edible.
Yeah. Good advice.
Tessa Anganis. I love Avengers and Giannis.
My favorite basketball player is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
This is a little BB size history road. Steve, hello, Steve and Mike. Just a short history road to let you know that I was listening to Dynamic Banter when I found out I was pregnant with a little BB embryo.
That's cute. I thought she was going to say, when I found out I crashed my car.
It's your fault. I don't remember what was being discussed as I peed in a cup, humble brag. But I do love that you guys were a part of this happy occasion in my life. I can't wait to meet my two horn honk baby boy or one horn honk baby girl.
That's the best gender reveal party ever.
How many honks? Did you hear it?
What? Huh?
Thanks for always making me laugh and filling my commutes and house chores and pregnancy chest. That was my favorite chapter in Harry Potter. House chores. And pregnancy tests with hilarity.
My favorite Michael Caine movie is Cider House Chores.
I had to clean your house. I made it get a Lamborghini, Dane. I was here to clean the chimney.
My cocaine. Please never stop what you're doing. All the best. Tess and the Horn Honk Baby. That's a good baby book.
Boy, cocaine. Boy, cocaine. Boston Wayne.
Caleb Kaiser sends a history road saying, time I almost died and it wasn't your fault.
Chuck a day, I got a chicken carrot Kaiser. What's his name?
Get to Caleb Kaiser. It's Caleb Kaiser.
Caleb Kaiser.
But I get to Caleb Kaiser.
Whoa, hit the mid, hit me.
Caleb Kaiser.
Caleb Kaiser. He sits here lonely on his sandy low.
Wow, we just fucking, dude, we fucking nailed them.
That's
Red Hot Chili Peppers just got fucking dragged. We just dragged those boys. We got your number.
Get up, guys.
This is already the longest history road letter, and I haven't even read it yet. I think it is some of this Pure Leaf tea, and I'm not sponsoring.
Dun, 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 kill cars. A dream of Caleb Kaiser.
Good morning, Caleb Kaiser says. Let's just start this little trip off with, I may have not been the smartest child.
All right.
So you know how people like to put arrangements on their dinner table that are flowers or fruit or children or gourds? You know, the usual.
I'm already not totally invested in
this. Well, then this Nova Scotian boy was about 4 or 5 years old. He's seen a nice fruit arrangement on mom's table. Seeing those little purple balls attached to a vine, I thought, huh, never had those before. Knowing mom always had told me to stay away from the arrangements, I waited until she was napping. And I went over and popped one of those bad boys off the vine and into my mouth. The issue here was it wasn't edible.
Oh, no, this wasn't what I was thinking of.
What were you thinking of?
I popped one of those bad boys into my mouth.
Oh, shit, you're right. God damn it.
Listen, all I have is the unlimited.
Fuck. Yeah, anyway, that was the popping into this. His mouth. No, you're right. Mike.
They agree. The people agree.
The audience has been pretty silent, but they like that one. This little purple ball I just ripped off a plastic vine slipped right down my throat and I began choking. Yeah, that's real dumb. Good thing I waited for my mom to sleep. I'm gagging and gasping my whole way down the hall in hopes she wakes up, and that's about all I remember before I pass out.
Pass out, man.
I probably scarred my mom for life. Plastic grapes are now my favorite candle scent. My name is Caleb, and I met Steve at a barcade near Comic-Con this year when I awkwardly came and said hi. Oh, yeah. What's up, Caleb? As for Mike, I never found you, but next time I leave the opposite side of the continent, maybe I'll have to line it up with one of your shows.
Smart.
Anyway, thanks for the podcast and hours of free entertainment, horn honk. This little Nova Scotian boy.
Feel free to subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/dynamicbanter.
Okay, let's do this last one here, and then we'll shut the show down. Sheller Slay? Sheller Slay.
Cool name.
Sends an email saying, 7 little men help a girl. Hi there.
Oh, this is funny.
This is funny?
I think, yeah, go ahead.
Hi there, little giggly boys. Thought I'd give the gift of giggle by sharing this here transcript that I found of alternate Disney movie titles inspired by the renaming of The Great Mouse Detective. I read this by myself in my head and lightly chuckled, so I figured your silly boy format, it might elicit a solid laugh. Always a multiple horn born boy, Luca. P.S. I don't know how to send links without it looking suspicious, but there you have it.
His name is Luca?
Luca.
Like the like that Sublime song? Waiting for my Luca?
Yeah, that's the one.
She moved from Long Beach down to L.A. And now she's selling oranges by the freeway.
Oh, I don't know that song.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I trust you. Okay, so I guess there's a transcript here of in early 1986, Disney executives decided to change. This is from Letters of Note, a website called Letters of Note. It says Disney executives decided to change the title of their upcoming animated feature from Basil of Baker Street to the less ambiguous The Great Mouse Detective. Its production team were less than pleased. One animator in particular, Ed Gombert, harnessed his displeasure to comical effect by creating and circulating the following, a fake memo purportedly then from then head of department Peter Schneider, in which he announced the retroactive renaming of Disney's entire back catalog, bar the Aristocrats, in a similarly bland style. It was a hit, and in fact, such was its popularity that the memo soon reached a very unimpressed Jeff Katzenberg, then CEO of Disney, who, after questioning an entirely innocent Schneider, tried and failed to uncover the identity of the memo's creator. To make matters worse, a copy then found its way to the LA Times.
Wow.
To Disney's dismay, the movie's name was suddenly on everyone's lips, albeit for the wrong reasons. Transcript follows. Here we go. This is from the animation department, from Peter Schneider. Along with a new title for Basil of Baker Street, it has been decided to rename the entire library of animated classics. The new titles are as follows. Seven Little Men Help a Girl. The Wooden Boy Who Became Real. Color and Music. The Wonderful Elephant Who Could Really Fly. The Little Deer Who Grew Up. The Girl with the See-Through Shoes. The Girl in the Imaginary World. The Amazing Flying Children. Two Dogs Fall in Love. The Girl Who Seemed to Die. Puppies Taken Away. The Boy Who Would Be King. A Boy, a Bear, and a Big Black Cat. Aristocats. Robin Hood with Animals. Two Mice Save a Girl. A Fox and a Hound Are Friends. And The Evil Bonehead. And of course, our latest classic, destined to win the hearts of the American public, The Great Mouse Detective. Dude, burn!
Got him. You're like the worst stenographer right now. Jot this down.
Isn't this a Peter Gabriel song?
In your eyes, the open eyes. Close eyes, close those eyes, open eyes.
All right. Michael, what a great episode, huh?
I had a good time.
I had a great time with you, my friend, and what a time indeed.
Yeah, man. Congratulations for being on television.
Thank you, man, and thank you to everyone who sent lovely messages of love and well wishes and all those things, and we really love you guys and appreciate you guys, and we couldn't have done it without the support of our patrons over on patreon.com/thevalleyfolk, who are a part of that big old god dang machine. That hopefully is chugging along into success.
They're all shareholders.
They are kind of shareholders.
Everyone gets a little piece.
You're right. They do get a little piece of the pie, don't they?
Everyone gets to be on NBC for a second.
Anyway, but thank you guys so much, and thank you, Michael. And go to MikeFalzone.com. Check out when he's doing things soon. And you heard the one he said earlier, so you know there's that. All right. Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.